Hello. Today I'm going to be talking about international family travel ideas when you're leaving from New York, New York. This past weekend, I attended the 2018 New York Times Travel Show at the Jacob Javits Center as a member of the press. Since travel was one of the things that I noticed was missing from my family's life in 2017, I was especially excited to get some memorable family travel ideas for 2018. Although I didn't visit all 560 plus exhibits, I was able to get the information that I needed. Today I'm sharing the five types of international travel that made it on my personal family travel bucket list. Number one, cruises. I've been on a couple of cruises so far in my lifetime. I went on a short cruise to Canada with my mom a few years ago, and when my son Sean turned 4, my husband Reggie and I took our sons on a Norwegian Nickelodeon All Access cruise, and it was amazing. It was such a special memory because the actors who voiced SpongeBob and Patrick, they did a birthday video for Sean. You can see that on my blog post for today. At the travel show, I learned that Norwegian has two ships that leave from New York City. The Escape, their newest one, will be leaving this summer, and the Bliss will be leaving from New York next year. The person at the show booth and I, we were reminiscing about our various cruise experiences. And we agreed that one of the best things about a cruise is the kids club. The kids have fun while the parents get a well-needed break. Now, the last time we went on our cruise, 7 days was a little too long. We were ready to throw the kids overboard by the seventh day, and I think my husband and I were ready to throw one another overboard by day six. Confinement is not good for extended periods of time with young kids. But now that the boys are a little bit older and a little bit calmer, I think that we could try that again. Okay, number two, the Caribbean. Reggie and I went to the Dominican Republic before we had kids, and we had an amazing time. I think that the kids would enjoy the food, the people, and the relaxed vibe of the Caribbean. While I was at the show, Martinique and Jamaica were the two locations that stood out. Martinique is beautiful and it has some really great budget-friendly deals from New York, and it's only 4 hours by plane. So I definitely added that to my list. And Jamaica also has gorgeous beaches and family-friendly adventures. Plus, I already know that I love Jamaican food because I have so many Jamaican friends here in New York City. Number three, Asia. I picked up a pamphlet from the Dragon Trip tour company because Japan is on Reggie's long-term bucket list. I checked their website and they offer 12-day Japan family adventures. We could see Mount Fuji, learn how to make sushi, watch traditional Japanese performances, and many more things. Since sushi is my oldest son Michael's favorite food, that would be a great, unique experience for him. Number four, Europe. There are two places that I like to visit in Europe, Madrid and England. Reggie and I were scheduled to go to Madrid a few years ago, but some things came up and then my mom got sick, and we never got around to rescheduling the trip. So I want to go there, and then I would love to visit England with my mom. You know, family travel can be multi-generational. My mom loves Agatha Christie books, and she wants to take Christie's literary trail. So that's why she wants to go to England. And number five, Africa. Since I received my DNA test results that said I was 64.6% from West Africa in my ancestry, I've had a strong desire to visit there. At the travel show, I went to the Africa Travel Association booth and asked for information about traveling to Nigeria. We will see when that happens.